This is a continuation of the SCP series for this week. Enjoy!
Shadow Person, SCP-017. Object Class, Keita. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-017 is contained in an acrylic glass cage, 100 cm by 50 cm by 50 cm. Centrally suspended in a concrete room measuring 6 meters by 6 meters by 4 meters. Attached to the walls, ceiling, and floor of the room are high-intensity arc lamp spotlights pointed directly at the acrylic cage to ensure that SCP-017 is constantly exposed to light from every angle. Personnel assigned to SCP-017 control room are to monitor the functionality of the spotlights and the emergency generator system and call for maintenance immediately upon knowledge of a burned-out lamp or an issue with the generator. The only circumstance under which personnel are allowed entrance is to replace lamps. Personnel entering the room are required to wear the designated full-body reflective suits and must be cautioned not to step in front of functional spotlights. Description: SCP-017 is a humanoid figure approximately 80 centimeters in height, anatomically similar to a small child, but with no discernible identifying features. SCP-017 seems composed of a shadowy, smoke-like shroud. No attempt to find any object beneath the shroud has been successful, but the possibility has not been ruled out. SCP-017's reaction to shadows cast upon it is immediate and swift. SCP-017 leaps at the object casting the shadow and completely encloses it in its shroud, whereupon it returns to its normal size, leaving no trace of the object behind. Additional notes: personnel with beta clearance or higher should also see document number 0171. This concludes SCP-017. Super Bowl, SCP-018. Object Class, Utilid. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-018 is to be contained in its specialty metal restraint inside of a 1m by 1m by 1m sealed box lined with heavy synthetic padding. The sealed box is then submerged in the center of the 10m by 10m by 10m polyethylene holding tank. If SCP-018 is to break free from the holding box, the polyethylene-based goo will slow down kinetic activity enough for proper retrieval by containment personnel. Personnel entering SCP-018's holding chambers are to wear specialized plating found inside of SCP-018 observation, and a breathing apparatus used before being lowered into the polyethylene tank. If SCP-018 is loose outside of the polyethylene tank, personnel are advised to secure themselves in a separate room and close doorways or hatches to isolate SCP-018 until containment teams arrive. Description: SCP-018 has the appearance of a Super Bowl made by the Wham-O Company in 1969. It is 6 centimeters in diameter and colored red. Found when the data expunged company was hired to clean out a warehouse that had Wham-O merchandise in it, SCP-018 was noted to be able to bounce with extreme height. At first thought to be a pleasant child's toy, SCP-018 was able to bounce with over 200% efficiency. That is, if dropped 1 meter, it would bounce 2, then 4, then 8, then 16. The ball soon became a dangerous projectile, reaching speeds estimated at over 100 kilometers per hour, and damaging property and injuring 5 in the city of Data Expunged. It came to a rest after several days in the nearby lake of Data Expunged, and was retrieved by SCP personnel. Due to the speed of the object and the total surprise by its victims, no cover-up story was required or initiated. Document 01804. Message to 05, Data Expunged. Data Expunged, I hope everything is well. The reason I write to you is because I believe I have found a more effective method for retrieving new or escaped SCP objects. Yes, I realize we haven't had any progress in reverse engineering, whatever allows this thing to defy the laws of thermodynamics, but we have come up with a very effective method for integrating one of those new SCP-A5 armor suits with this. Just hear me out. We implant it into the bottom of a boot, rig up a little bit of a mechanical device, and ta-da! The suit is now capable of jumping well over a building. Also, if the wearer has their foot against something they want dead, Well, let's just say it delivers a hell of a kick. All I need is permission to modify one of the pre-existing SCP-A5 suits, and you'll be able to capture Data Expunged. Plus, any other escaped SCP objects. Trust me, when have I let you down in the past? Dr. Data Expunged. Document 01806.
Dr.
Data Expunged.
Upon assignment, Agent
Data Expunged
was issued your modified SCP-A5 armor in retrieving SCP
Data Expunged.
And the results are mixed.
Agent Data Expunged
was able to place the
Data Expunged
collar onto SCP
Data Expunged,
chase it through the Amazon, and restrain it by dismemberment. However, due to a malfunction of your little mechanical device, he was launched almost a mile into the air and suffered 2 broken legs, 7 broken ribs, a missing arm, and a skull fracture upon hitting the water of Lake
Data Expunged
on the way back down. You will fix that before I authorize your armor for common use.
Document 01811. Message to 05.
Data Expunged.
Don't worry, it's fixed, but I have some more ideas. If I can be granted the use of some water from SCP-006, SCP
Data Expunged,
and possibly SCP
Data Expunged,
I can deliver you a set of SCP-A5 armor and an agent that can capture any, if not all, rogue or unattained SCPs. All I'm waiting on is your approval. And this concludes SCP-018.
The Monster Pot. SCP-019. Object Class, Keter. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-019 is to be placed on a wide grate in a 3m by 3m by 4m room made of reinforced concrete, installed with an incinerator. The room is to be kept at 0 degrees Celsius when incinerator is not activated. An observation chamber separated by a plate glass window is to be used for constant observation of SCP-019. And if or when specimens of SCP-019-2 are observed, the incinerator is to be activated. In case of an outbreak of SCP-019-2, ordinary firearms are successful in terminating individual specimens. Although, in the case of a swarm-level outbreak, flamethrowers may be more effective. SCP-019 should be kept in a vertical position at all times. Description. SCP-019 appears to be a very large ceramic vase, 1.8 meters in diameter at the mouth and 2.4 meters high. Style and decoration indicate it was created in classical Greece, although conclusive dating is impossible, as the surface is entirely unbreakable by any known means. If a successful method is discovered, SCP-019 is to be destroyed with prejudice. Periodically, entities emerge from SCP-019. Collectively, these are known as SCP-019-2. The entities vary in many aspects, but tend to be small, vaguely humanoid, though they may have animaloid features, and are extremely hostile. They often choose to attack with teeth or claws, although fairly delicate, also surprisingly flammable. They are reasonably strong and pose a considerable threat in large numbers. When kept at 0 degrees Celsius and totally at rest, entities will emerge from SCP-019 at a rate of approximately 1 entity per hour. The following traits are known to affect SCP-019-2's manifestation rate: movement of SCP-019, threat to SCP-019, extreme temperature in either direction, a sudden shift in surrounding environment in general, introduction of objects or organisms to the inside of SCP-019, known to cause a flood reaction. Traits that may or may not influence SCP-019-2's manifestation rate: presence of human life near SCP-019, current weather patterns, specific individuals near SCP-019. Some individuals seem to affect SCP-019-2's emergence rate more drastically than others. In addition, tipping or tilting SCP-019 will create a reaction as though it was previously filled with SCP-019-2 specimens, although viewers looking into SCP-019 from above will merely note a dark hole. Due to the production rate of SCP-019-2, when the object is disturbed, measurement of the internal cavity is difficult, but it is suspected to be inconsistent with outside measurements. Addendum, Document SCP-0192-A. Notes as maintained by Dr. Light and Dr. Vaux. Date expunged. SCP-0192 specimen was removed from containment chamber and kept in a reinforced pen, provided with water and live chickens as food. Specimens made quiet, continuous, garbled vocalizations determined to be phonetically similar to ancient Hellenic languages. Although the reason for this is unknown, specimens are still thought to be no more intelligent than animals. The specimen only lived for under 48 hours, and a dissection revealed anatomy consistent on a cellular level with normal biology, but with an extremely unstable musculoskeletal structure. Other notable anomalies included an unstable respiratory system, next to no digestive tract, and virtually no other internal organs. All other captured specimens have followed similar patterns of behavior and demise. Note, it appears that SCP-0192 specimens were not intended to live for meaningful amounts of time outside of SCP-019. Dr. Vaux. Date expunged. The containment unit was slightly damaged following prolonged exposure to SCP-0192 specimen, missed by the monitoring team because of partial transparency. This has not been noted in SCP-0192 before. Monitoring teams will continue to report further anomalies. Date expunged. Monitoring teams report some specimens of SCP-0192 now appear to be significantly more resistant to incineration than others. It is hypothesized that this is a defense mechanism on part of SCP-019. Date expunged. Most specimens of SCP-0192 are now all but entirely resistant to the effects of the incinerator. Replacement of incinerator with an acid bath is to be considered. Evolution of SCP-0192 is being studied and may be evidence of sentience in SCP-019. And this concludes SCP-019. Unseen Mold. SCP-020. Object Class: Keter. Special Containment Procedures. Samples of SCP-020 are stored in a series of sealed cultivation chambers inside a sealed containment room at Biological Research Area 12, which is accessible only via airlock. Nutrients are administered via automated robotic systems, as the cultivation chamber must remain sealed at all times. Hermetically sealed video surveillance cameras are installed within the containment room, and must be checked daily for integrity. Any personnel entering the containment room must wear biosafety level 5 equipment, including rebreathers, and undergo full antifungal disinfection upon exiting. Description: SCP-020 is a fast-spreading fungal organism that is capable of affecting the senses and behavior of living creatures, including humans. Samples of SCP-020 exhibit an unknown effect that renders them effectively invisible to direct observation, even when under a microscope. SCP-020 is only visible to humans when viewed through photographic or video surveillance. Once SCP-020 forms a colony, usually within a human residence, it will produce spores that affect the behavior of humans around it. Affected subjects will increase the heat and humidity within their homes to create an environment more suitable to the growth of SCP-020. Affected subjects also become more sociable in many cases, and often invite acquaintances to further spread the organism. As the spores and mold colonies are invisible to affected subjects, the mold may sometimes grow directly on living subjects. As the spore and colonies within a home approach critical concentration, the health of affected human subjects will rapidly deteriorate, resulting in death. Further spread of the mold may occur as the bodies of any deceased subjects are encountered by emergency responders and healthcare agents, as well as transportation of the bodies to local morgues. SCP-020 was first encountered in Data Expunged, where an uncovered SCP agent noted dramatic personality changes in personnel working at the local hospital. Upon investigation by a containment team, it was discovered that almost Data Expunged civilians had been infected, as well as a majority of the town. The civilian population was terminated, and the town incinerated under cover of a local flash forest fire. To date, over 12 outbreaks of SCP-020 have been reported. Investigations are currently underway to determine the source of these outbreaks and possible preventative measures. Addendum 02001. Excerpts from the audio and visual mission recorders of Mobile Task Force ETA-10, See No Evil, during the initial containment of SCP-020 on Data Expunged.
T2 lead.
Team 2 moving to the Red House.
T2 comm.
Copy.
UAV-1 is picking up one heat signature. T2 lead.
Team 2 in place. Ready to br- Fuck!
T2, 2.
Door opening.
At this point, a civilian woman appeared in the doorway, holding a kitchen knife. Video surveillance showed that nearly two-thirds of her face was covered by mold growths. Civilian woman.
Well, hello there, gentlemen. Care to take a breather inside?
T2 lead.
On the ground. Drop the weapon.
Civilian woman.
Don't be silly. Come on in, and stay a while.
T2 lead.
Stop where you are, and drop the weapon.
Civilian woman.
We just want to have some guests. Please, come in.
T2, 2.
Drop the fucking weapon.
It is assumed that at this point, the infected civilian noticed T2, 4 carrying a primed incendiary weapon and lunged forward at the team members with a knife. Civilian woman. Data expunged. T2 lead.
Open fire! Open fire!
Gunfire and screaming ensues. This concludes SCP-020. Skin Wyrm. SCP-021. Object Class, Safe. Special Containment Procedures. SCP-021 is an obligate parasite of the human body. Containment, therefore, is no more difficult than containing an adult human. Most cells will suffice. Item is currently housed in detention cell 217A on subject D139. Only Class D personnel are eligible for hosting SCP-021. As long as a given subject survives as a host for SCP-021, he is exempt from normal monthly terminations of Class D personnel. Description. SCP-021 takes the form of a large and elaborate tattoo of a serpentine dragon, in the oriental style, covering approximately 0.8 square meters of skin. This tattoo is fully animate within the confines of its host skin, and behaves largely as a normal animal would, albeit in only two dimensions. The tattoo's movement causes constant pain to its host, comparable and similar to simultaneous tattooing and tattoo removal on a large scale. The organism tends to spend most of its time on and near the torso. SCP-021 displays no intelligence beyond a basic pattern of feeding and locomotion, although actually measuring the intelligence of a two-dimensional lifeform has proven impossible thus far. SCP-021 appears to feed exclusively on pigments in the host skin. This can include melanin, in which case the subject appears to be suffering from vitiligo. However, the organism shows a marked preference for other tattoos and will seek out and devour these before resorting to natural pigments. It should be noted that the feeding process itself, beyond the sensation of movement, is painless. Normal tattoo ink simply vanishes as it is eaten. The organism maintains a constant size and no excretions have been observed. The organism is capable of clearing over 0.6 square meters of skin per hour. One may feed SCP-021 by quickly tattooing fruits or small animals on the host. SCP-021 can be transferred between hosts by various forms of physical contact, with differing rates of success. In the case of successful transfer, the organism simply swims from one person to the other. Sexual intercourse appears to be the most reliable method of transfer, with a 93% rate of transmission. However, due to the severe pain involved, this is less than ideal. Contact between two open wounds is generally preferable, and transfer is more complicated in deceased subjects, though not unreasonably so. The organism suffers no ill effects from the death of its host and continues to consume pigments. Transmission between species is unknown. Previous tests suggest it to be either impossible or exceedingly rare. SCP-021 does confer some benefits to its host. The tattoo has been proven to accelerate the release and reuptake of epinephrine and decrease lactic acid buildup, providing boosts of strength, confidence, and pain tolerance in stressful situations and reducing the usual aftereffects of weakness and fatigue. In addition, the tattoo seems to have some beneficial effects on the host's immune system. Aggression profiles in hosts are generally higher than average, though whether this is a direct effect of the tattoo
or simply a reaction to the constant pain remains to be seen. The symbiotic relationship is usually limited by how long the host can tolerate such pain in everyday life. This has culminated in suicide in a number of subjects. In rare cases, hosts have fallen victim to fatal skin infections. SCP-021's origins and nature are a mystery. Tracing its transmission from host to host is hardly feasible within the confines of secrecy, and the organism could well be hundreds of years old, if not more. Nevertheless, SCP-021's captivity is one of the longest in the Foundation's history at nearly, data expunged, years, and has been very educational thus far. Current research focuses mainly on observing the characteristics of life in two dimensions. And this concludes SCP-021. Stay tuned for our next SCP episode, which will be ready for your lovely ears tomorrow. And if you fantastic listeners get a chance, a subscribe on your platform or an iTunes review goes a long way. And thanks again for simply listening. And I'll see you next episode.